RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Sounded like earlier interview with Derek Johnson, he believes this might be the end for Travis. So I noticed that too. He was doing the kind of the walk-off tour, throwing the gloves, shaking hands, kissing babies, saying goodbye. They showed his mom and Taylor at the end in the press box. You kind of saw her. She was like watching and she's taking every moment in. Somebody knows something. And I think we know the obvious. I've never felt more comfortable in thinking that he's done than watching that Christmas Day game or Christmas night game. Because that's all I watched it for. I know Bob said he and the family were going to kind of soak it all in last game of the year. It's a tradition they've, you know, now done. I mean, I don't think the Chiefs are playing on Christmas next year.
No. Well, with that weather we ended up having, like, fun tailgate stuff. Like, yeah, makes sense. Go do it.
And then, you kind of watch the end of that game, and you're like, all right, well, here's his last hurrah. Here comes all the, you know, passes to Travis towards the end of the game. Just fell short, though, in that game against Denver. They almost upset him, which would have been hilarious.
Which would have been great. Don't know if Jonathan Cooper would have tweeted as maliciously as he did after about the Chiefs, but whatever.
Something about the refs, probably.
Yeah, exactly. Literally, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see if Chris Jones, I know Chris Jones after the game said, I'm going to, you know, I want to talk to, you know, just one more year, Trav. I'd love for him to stay just one more year. Maybe that'll have some sort of say, because we know Mahomes is always going to say, yeah, stay, you know, stay. You know, but like, maybe Chris Jones saying, hey, man, listen, I'm not long for this career in this team either. But, right. This wasn't the right way. One more. Maybe that'll do something. Like, I've been so against him coming back. Not, like, against the idea of him coming back. Just, like, I don't think he will. But this last week or so, I've actually kind of shifted against the majority here. And maybe I'm not saying he's going to, but I have more of a chance than I would have said a couple weeks ago.
Like it. We love the portal, and we love the NIL. Until...
Yes.
There's been a loophole that has been found.
Uh-huh.
And you had the audio from Tom Izzo from earlier that we played in one word. But I think it's more of a topic than one word is Tom Izzo quite frustrated on what is being developed in college basketball as guys are coming back from the G League to play in the Division I sport of college basketball.
I just don't think that's fair for the players. I mean, some of them, you know, worked their butt off to get to this position and maybe things didn't go right. I'm a little surprised I got a call into Scott. I'm anxious to see what he tells me, you know. I mean, I'm not saying that we're holier than thou art or anybody should not do this or that, but if we're dipping into that one, if it's like I'm reading or hearing, I don't read it because I don't go on Twitter, but what I'm hearing, and now we're taking guys that were drafted in the NBA and everything, I said it to you a month and a half ago. Come on, Magic and Gary, let's go, baby. You know, let's do it. Why not? I mean, if that's what we're going to, shame on the NCAA. You know, shame on the coaches, too.
Shame on the coaches, too.
Yeah. Said he's going to give Scott Drew a call. That's one of the players who got drafted in 2023 in the first round. Think about going back to Baylor. Said he's committed to Baylor. So he said, I'm going to give Scott Drew a call. See what's going on.
And then Tom Izzo does it. But yeah, this is definitely a loophole in the system, correct?
100%.
This is something that was developed, last year? And then this year there's been multiple players that have done it?
Yep.
And the only reason I can think that they're doing it is because of the NIL and because of a loophole that says that they can do it.
Well, and because their NBA careers or their professional careers aren't going the way they thought they would.
Right.
Their choices that they made and that they committed to for money and for the betterment of their financial lives, which is fine. That's great. Not the betterment of their basketball careers, but the betterment of their immediate financial lives. They made that decision, and now they're making that same decision because the basketball didn't go along with it. Mm-hmm. You've got to focus on your profession, your craft as well. These guys focus so much on which they should, right? Take care of your bag, get your bag, take care of your family. So important. And I love that these guys get that opportunity now, and they should. They deserve it. But also, we are missing some of the point here. You failed. Mm. You went and you didn't do well enough. Get better. Develop these players. We're seeing it in football with quarterbacks. Develop these guys.
Do they have agents?
For sure.
Because wasn't there a rule in the day? Did that rule go away? Because I honestly don't know.
I think so, and I don't know either.
If you hired an agent, you were immediately gone. Wasn't that the rule for a while?
That was. I remember that being something like that was the rule. I don't think that's the rule anymore,
because you could
declare
without hiring an agent, mm-hmm. and then you could be like, you know what? Because I think that's what happened to, I believe, Brandon Rush. He was going to go to the NBA and declared to Kansas he was going to go to the draft, and then he got hurt in a pickup game, came back, and then won that national title. But I think
loved
that
Brandon
was
Rush.
Oh, he was a stud at one point against North Carolina, the Final Four. I think he had like 14 points, and Carolina had 10.
Hell yeah!
I mean, just stud.
That corner three, man.
And then Kareem Rush was great for Mizzou. But again, I think that that is part of the system where I think they developed this system of, you know, paying college athletes, giving them the opportunity to leave whenever they wanted to. But then they, like we mentioned earlier, with the Death Star and the one small blip that if found could implode the whole system from the inside. And I think that's what we're seeing this happening, because this does need to stop. This, to me, is just an egregious step to it. And like the text earlier says, I love it. This is what you guys signed up for. This is not what I signed up for.
No.
This is a microcosm of what could go wrong with this system. And whereas Tom Izzo blames the players and the coaches, go blame the people that wrote the system. And be like, did you guys not think that this could be a possibility? And they're clearly going to tell you, no, we didn't. We didn't think that this would ever happen. Well, it is happening. And now, how is it fair to people that could do it in the future as opposed to the people that have been able to do it today? It's like, yeah. you have to nip this quickly in the bud, right? Nip what in the bud? Nip this flawed system of the new system. Because basketball is really the only system you can do this with. Mm-hmm. Like the NFL, no chance.
There's no, yeah.
Well, there's that dude for Cincinnati that was like, I might just, you know, go back into the to college true. Football and go redo the draft.
Which hadn't played yet. He hadn't played an NFL snap yet, which makes me feel like, okay, I'm a little bit more okay with that. But still, like, that is something that the NFL needs to look at. Not the same as like, literally, I think I said it during one more. We've got to get Kenneth Lofton Jr. He was drafted in 2022. He's played for the Grizzlies. He just won Chinese League MVP. Mm. Like, he's gone around the world playing basketball, and now he's going to go back to college and probably destroy. Yeah, my only, like, if you go to college and then you could declare for the NBA draft. That is it. Once you get drafted in the NBA, that should be it, in my opinion. Now, my only exception would be if you go straight out of high school, because they should allow that again. You should have to go to college. The way this should work in basketball, here we go. If you go to college and you play basketball, you have to stay there for 2 years. Mm-hmm. Have to. You can, though, go straight out of high school. And if you choose to go straight out of high school, that is okay at 18 years old. And I will give you the option after, let's say, 41 games, after half a season, if you were 18 years old, you made the decision to go to high school, you're Kevin Garnett, you hate it. 41 games in, this was the wrong decision. I need to go to school. I'm not ready for this. I will give you that. I will give you that opportunity if you are 18 years old and you came out of high school to go back to college. Other than that, though, then you are in it for 2 years. It will create more continuity. It will create better development. This is what NCAA basketball needs. And honestly, frankly, it's what the NBA needs.
Right. Yeah, they didn't used to have agents because they couldn't. And thanks to the text line for the correction. They can get agents now because of the NIL. Like, how did
make sense?
Yeah, so
makes sense.
Back in the day, no way. Someone in the text line: if Kelsey doesn't retire, are y'all gonna be hating on him next year because he didn't do what you've been saying he's gonna do? Not really sure the clarity of that text.
Yeah, I don't understand.
There will be no hatred towards anything that he does. I will just be surprised because of what we've seen or what we've kind of watched develop this year, but no hatred of what he's doing. Absolutely not.
Gosh,
I don't understand that at all from the 5-6-3. Do whatever you want to do. I just think the writing's on the wall.
Yeah.
Especially the way that introduction was towards the end, you know, and then there's, you know, people that have talked to him and people that we know that, you know, yeah, well, it might be it. And if it is, I'm going to treat it that way. But again, there's also people that think he could do the whole Gronk thing where he's like, you know what? I'm retired. And then week six comes around and, you know, the prodigy tight end is hurt and there's something missing. And all of a sudden it's like, all right, I'll come back. I'll be back. I'll ramp up during the bye week. And then week eight, introductions happen and Travis Kelce's back for one last spin.
That I am all on board for. I'm not going to hate whatever he does. No, it's fine.
Right.
I do think, that, like you said, that the writing's on the wall. Not only like this is a good opportunity. Like you don't always get like a nice opportunity where you're going to be remembered very well. You're going to just kind of be sent off and you're not going to be pushed out. Because the longer you stay, the more that is the likelihood.
But once you announce your retirement, there's no coming back. Yeah. Just like once you leave college basketball, you're not coming back. That's how you put them both together. Somebody says from the 60-year-old, you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. Once they decide to start paying players, it's pretty much ruined college sports, but it's my personal opinion. I don't hate it. Everybody has a personal opinion. Not everybody has to like your opinion, but I don't disagree with your opinion. This is your bed. You made it. You got to sleep in it kind of deal is I think what the narrative of that text would be.
Is a hot dog a sandwich from the 785?
No.
I agree.
I don't think so. No. Josh Klinger will join us coming up at 8:25. We'll talk more about the AFC and the NFC. Which one is more wide open? Because I think it is a legit conversation to have here on 96.5 The Fan. That's Mac Morey. I'm Dusty Likens. We'll be right back on your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.